I'm Gail Straub, and you're listening to a bonus episode of She Explores. But before we jump in, we need your help shaping She Explores in 2021, the year that we're in. I've linked a 5-minute listener survey in the show notes so we can learn more about you and what you want to hear this year. And as extra incentive, 3 survey takers will be picked at random to win a copy of the She Explores book. Thank you so much in advance for your time and your help. Okay, on with this special bonus episode.
Laura?
Hey. Hi, can you hear me?
Laura?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you, but... Oh, our timing's a little off, I think.
Okay, is there a delay?
Yeah, there seems to be like a few second delay.
Yeah, I can hear it now too.
You want to try calling me just one more time?
Yeah. Hold. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
This spectacularly ungraceful bit of conversation was recorded April 22nd, 2017, between me and Laura Borchevsky. It was for the first episode of Women on the Road, a podcast she hosted for 3 years and over 100 episodes before it evolved into Nomads at the Intersections. Laura, I think it was the first audio that we recorded together, but it wasn't the first time that we got on the phone or planned to call each other back in hopes of better reception. I'm going to play another clip from that first episode. Laura, I hope you're not mad. I know how hard it is to hear your early voice, but it's to show how far you've come.
This series is being recorded from the road, which means that it's going to have its own grit and realness to it based on wherever we're recording from. It'll be like getting a little extra flavor of life on the road as you listen along, but that also means that studio quality sound is not guaranteed. I'm embracing it and hoping you will as well.
Laura and I have worked together pretty consistently since the start of that podcast. And if you've heard her on She Explores or Women on the Road since that first episode, you know that she's grown a whole lot as a podcaster since then. I wouldn't say that she's found her voice. I think she's always very much had it. But I'm so proud of her when I say that she's moving on from Ravel Media with her voice and her perspective to launch her very own podcast and education platform, Sex Outside. If you didn't catch the bonus episode last week, I definitely recommend that you queue it up and give it a listen. But for now, this is a tribute to Laura.
I think the 3 words I would use to describe Laura would be...
3 words to describe Laura, as if that's enough for somebody so rad.
She's passionate, driven, and energetic.
Tenacious, expansive, conscious.
Thoughtful, compassionate, and fierce.
Those voices are Noel, Tori, and Haley. We've all been working together with Laura at Ravel Media for the last couple of years, making podcasts and miniseries, writing blog posts, taking photographs, consulting with brands in the outdoor industry. There are a lot of different ways that we show up for each other, but we haven't had an opportunity to share how we feel about each other, what we respect, how we make each other better. Gosh, don't we all need that a little bit more in our lives? Laura, in certain ways, our relationship started as a teacher-student one, but it evolved quickly. It flip-flopped all the time. Sometimes we were both teacher, both student. Often I learned from you. I can confidently say that you pushed me in ways that made me braver in owning my voice, bolder in the stories that we tell. And that bravery, it's a muscle you've taught me to flex frequently, to keep it strong. Haley went on to describe Laura as it relates to her favorite animal.
She said before that hummingbirds are an animal that she identifies with, and I feel like that's pretty fitting. I think about this bright little thing that flits between bursts of color, collecting sweetness along the way. And like the small territorial birds, she's also not afraid to fight for things she cares about or believes in.
Hummingbirds don't just collect sweetness. They pollinate the flowers, allowing plants to produce fruit or seeds. Here's Noelle.
My first time interacting with Laura was actually being interviewed by her for a Woman on the Road episode, episode 2. And I was really comforted by how much space she creates in a conversation and how safe she makes that conversation feel. Conversations can be, they can sometimes feel daunting, like walking on a slippery trail and you have to watch your footing. Or they can feel like a park with like really sturdy fencing and soft ground, and you can just run and play, and you don't have to worry about falling or slipping or something coming out of the blue. You can just enjoy your experience. She's really disarming in that.
I am the first and possibly the only person who's going to sit in this confessional. We'll see if other people decide to join, but it's interesting because everyone else is being recorded all the time, so maybe it makes sense that I've been listening so much that I decided to come in here and talk in my spare time.
This is Laura again, back in February 2018, 3 years ago. We were on location for a special episode of She Explores in Marfa, Texas. There was a recorder set up in a tent with a few prompts. Laura was the only person who picked it up and did some reflecting. That's very Laura, by the way. I want to share it with you now, Laura, because you were new to audio then, and that excitement you had, it didn't go away.
For the past 7 years, I have been a photographer first, before anything else. My camera goes with me everywhere. It usually is right next to my bed. It was next to my bed when I lived in an apartment. It sits on the bed now that I live in a camper van. I'm anxious if I'm not taking photos. That was my state. It's how I knew to interact in the world, and I was very confident that that was my main way of being able to make a contribution, was through visuals, through photography. I never, ever, ever would have thought that using my voice and encouraging other people to use their voices would make an equal or very likely greater impact than what I was doing with photos. But last year, I had the opportunity to work with She Explores on creating the Women on the Road podcast. And that completely changed the trajectory of my creative life and my self-perception. Being here in Marfa has been such an interesting twist for me because normally I would be behind a camera with my eye to a viewfinder, changing out lenses, and squatting in all kinds of interesting crouched positions to get the shot. And that's not what I'm doing this time. It didn't occur to me until I got here and put on headphones and started listening to all these amazing conversations about whether it's okay to change your dream and what the transition is like when things don't go the way you planned or when you don't feel in alignment with that dream that you wanted at one point. I didn't realize that that had kind of happened to me too, just recently with my creative self. I've always loved listening, and now I have the opportunity to do it professionally. I never would have thought a year ago, or even 6 months ago, that this is where I would be in my career. I was certain that photography was going to be my forever everything, and it still continues to be a big part of my identity and my self-perception, but in a short period of time, I've been able to say I don't consider myself a photographer first before anything else. And there's something really liberating about that. I don't know that that's necessarily been replaced with audio storytelling and podcasting and journalistic audio and interviewing. But it's nice to know that I don't have to be forever attached to something, even if it's something I love. even if it's something that was a huge part of my identity. So it's nice to hear all these women's voices and their own journeys going through changing their dreams and the struggles associated with that, and the grief and the hope, because I feel that too. And I guess that's why we're all here.
Today, Laura, you're at another crossroads, and we're thrilled to hear what you do next. We compiled some of our wishes for you and Sex Outside. First up, Haley, who designed the branding for Sex Outside and helps make things beautiful for us at Ravel, whether it's through visuals or her way of putting words together.
In her work as a podcaster and a community builder, she can be exceedingly generous with her attention, graceful with difficult subjects, and tireless at working to build what she has envisioned. And she does have quite the vision for Sex Outside and all that it can be. Watching her nurture this new idea over the past several months has been like bearing witness to some rare flower blossoming, and that is Laura. I hope that she and the show and the endless possibilities surrounding it continue to bloom in surprising ways. And knowing Laura, I think she will.
Long before knowing Laura in the flesh, her voice was a constant on my own car stereo, bouncing along on similar roads she spoke of.
Tori joined the team in 2019 as a sponsored content producer. I first heard her voice through a submission for She Explores, and she first connected with Laura in a similar fashion.
The stories she shared, both of her own and others, gave way to conversations I didn't know I craved and altered the perceptions that I needed jiggled out of their settled ways. Her words and writing and sound are offered with confidence to the community she speaks to and in return learns from. She isn't afraid to accept mistakes or take a step back when necessary, but most importantly, speaks up when required. Once our paths finally crossed after a few years of virtual kinship, her friendship, leadership, and guidance have become a staple to my own present and future. A commodity of kindness I hope to carry forward into every relationship. Laura has normalized many of us in our own personal and shared ways, while pushing the boundaries we need broken down. The way she listens leaves no air of judgment, even in the most difficult to discuss dialogues, while ensuring that we don't settle back into habits of harm. And her reflections of self and situations is something I will forever work to soak up and embody. These traits are some of the many reasons why I'm so deeply excited for the future of Sex Outside. I trust her to tell the stories that we don't know we need until they've reached our ears and teach us the way we've been hungry to be taught. I'm thrilled for the opportunities Sex Outside will be giving others to have their voices and stories heard, while we have the opportunity to feel seen through a lens that hasn't been crafted for us quite yet. We have so much to learn about this intimate world within us, and there are few people I would trust to drive this magic school bus of an adventure than Laura Borshevsky. Laura, because I know you're listening, thank you so much for the opportunities, conversations, laughs, education, and friendship you've offered. It's just the beginning. And as always, thank you so much for existing. Have a good enough time.
Last up, Noelle. Noelle heads up our brand partnerships and is an incredible storyteller in her own right.
One of my hopes or dreams for Sex Outside is for Laura to do what I think she does really well and invite others in to have conversations that help people feel seen and known, and also challenge certain narratives in a way that gives us room to grow. I'm really excited that that platform is going to be created through Sex Outside, and that we'll be able to learn together and be stretched together. As far as anything else that I'd like to add, when we see so many different versions of storytelling these days, and people like Laura really lead us in ways that creates opportunity for us to reimagine what these conversations look like and find flourishing in these engagements, whether it's listening to someone share or sharing yourself. I get really excited about what the world could look like when I see storytellers like Laura continue to succeed. So I just am really excited and hopeful that this next adventure is a wildly good one and that it allows for more people to be brought into a space that feels safe and feels welcoming and feels affirming and encouraging. And I think that that's what's going to happen with Sex Outside. And I hope it gets a little weird too.
Ooh, I guess that just leaves me. Laura, the team said it so well. On our last episode, I said that Sex Outside is buzzing with potential. And that's because of you. I admire you for being someone who is unafraid to live out her dreams, to take chances, to think big. This isn't really goodbye. I know your voice will fill up my headphones as I listen to your work. It'll be on the show again. Heck, I even have a call with you the day that this episode airs. But I'm grateful to you for all you've given us these last several years. And as you take flight, I'm here. And I promise if there's a delay on your end of the line, I'll call you back in a few minutes and we can pick up back where we started. Thank you to Haley Hurst, Noelle Russell, and Tori Duhame for taking the time to share your reflections. Thanks again to Laura Borchevsky for all that she's contributed to Ravel Media and She Explores over the years. You can find Sex Outside wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, you can join us in our She Explores podcast Facebook group, and you can learn more at she-explores.com. We'll be back with full episodes in March, but in the meantime, we still have a couple bonuses up our sleeve. So until then, stay curious and have fun out there.